Folks, good morning. I'll just pray for us for a wee second. Heavenly Father, I thank you just for this place this morning. I thank you for the words we've just heard in your Bible, Lord. And just pray now that, Lord, my words would just be your words, Lord, and you just give us open hearts and open minds just to hear from you. Amen. Folks, I need to apologize to you this morning. First of all, I've had a terrible cough all week, so I don't want to be, you know, spewing up that old black stuff you get sometimes, you know, that lovely thick stuff you get. So in a true manly fashion, you know, there's nobody worse than a man when he's sick, you know. So I will be maybe a little cough here and there, and Simon's very kindly getting me a glass of water. Servant heart. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you so much. So I do apologize if I have to pause this morning now and again for that. Thank you for the warm welcome. Yes, I am a former youth worker down the road in Moira. And now I'm working for CIYD, Church Finance Department, all over Ireland, north and south. So my role now is very varied and wide. We work with the Southern Government, who fund us partly. I work with bishops and clergy and youth workers and volunteers all over Ireland, north and south. So I'm on the road quite a wee bit now. I'm invited to speak in a lot of places too, so it's great to be close to home this morning as well. And I know a lot of faces here as well, so thanks very much for having me. Now, I was really glad to see that Diane this morning had those happy face, sad face emojis, because I wanted to start our little thoughts this morning with saying, what sort of a morning have we all had, even before we got to church? Whether it's the boys and girls, or mums and dads, or grannies and grandads, what sort of a morning have we had even before we have arrived here? Maybe we have had a great breakfast. Anyone have a really good breakfast this morning? Let's have a thumbs up if you had a good breakfast. Thumbs up. Great breakfast. Okay. Mine was a few Jaffa cakes before leaving the house. But that's still good. Okay, maybe this morning Mum dragged us out of bed to get here. That happened to anybody? And we were having a lovely, warm, cosy sleep. And Mum comes in and goes, get up, it's time for church, get up, we're late. That happened to anybody this morning? Thumbs down at the front here. Oh, no. We're all the same, aren't we? We're all the same. Or maybe with a bit of a ding-dong in the car on the way to church. I'm sure that's never happened to anybody in here. No? No? Get that seatbelt on. Sit down. Look at the dirty air face. Go on to church. Be your best behavior. I'm sure that can be thumbs down as well for some of us sometimes. So, what are the sort of things, I'm going to ask the boys and girls, what are the sort of things that make us happy? What makes you happy? Hands up if you have a suggestion for me. What makes you really, really happy? Any suggestions for me this morning? I'll come down, I'll pick on people if I don't get any hands up. Food makes you happy. Listen, we're all like that. Any other suggestions? What makes you happy? Sweets. Okay, right, very good. Any other suggestions down here at the back?
Darlingstown Football Club winning.
Darlingstown is a football club? But that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Good for you. Yes, what about you? Sleeping, that makes me happy as well. Yes. Your service is very, very early, isn't it? I had to set 2 alarms this morning to get up. Yes. Yes. Whether it's a sunny day, whether it's a new toy, whether it's having a little lion, whether it's our football team winning, lots of things can make us happy. Now, what sort of things can make us sad? What sort of things can make us sad? Any suggestions? Any suggestions? What sort of things can make us think of the sad face emoji that we had on the screen just a few minutes ago? What sort of things can make us sad? Any suggestions? School. Why does school make you sad? Because it's boring and you have to go and you don't really have a choice. Yeah, that's right. What about you? Homework? Oh, it's so boring. It makes me sad. Yes. What makes you sad?
In the mornings when my sister wakes me up early.
When your sister... 6. I'm getting a whole essay here. At what time?
6.
That's the middle of the night. Right, you need to have a word with her about that. My goodness. Right, okay. She's crying waking you up. You need to get the earphones in, don't you? Yes. And what about you at the back?
When my boring brain gets me up in the middle of the night.
Oh, sometimes I can't sleep. Yeah, that's right. and there were things racing through our mind. That's right. There's lots of things can make us sad. Maybe if we fall over and hurt our knee or something, or we have a row with a friend in school, or we'll lose a favourite toy or something that is precious to us. Lots of things can make us sad. But it was great this morning that I was learning and listening to our memory verse that actually said, you know, don't be worrying and don't be sad, because God can really fill us with joy when we come to him in prayer and we present our requests and our prayers before him. Because actually, God wants to replace that worry with joy. And we are going to listen to more about that in a little minute. We'll talk about Esther as well. But who here has ever had a nice surprise? Anyone had a nice surprise? Maybe it was breakfast in bed. Anyone ever had that? Maybe it was an unexpected gift. Well, I have a present this morning, a nice surprise for some boys and girls. And maybe Diane will help me give these out. Anybody that wants a sweet now, come up and get one from Diane. Anybody at all? Preferably, if you're small. If you want a wee, I thought I would bring a nice surprise to the boys and girls in Darlingstown this morning. If you want a sweet now, isn't that a nice surprise? You didn't think the speaker coming here today was going to give you a nice sweet, did you? You thought he was just going to talk on and on and on and on and on. There we go. That's brilliant. Do you think that was a nice surprise, boys and girls, that you got a sweet? I think it was a nice surprise, wasn't it? I think it definitely was. Because no one here would ever turn down a free sweetie, would they? No, it's nice when someone offers you a sweet. Definitely is. Well, we get surprised every day, don't we? Maybe someone's really extra nice to us in school, or we get off with homework instead of thinking we have homework to do. We have lots of surprise every day. Whether it's maybe someone make a new friend some days, we have lots of surprises. We just don't know what a day brings sometimes. And sometimes that can bring nice surprises to us as well. And each day is filled with the unknown. And that's really important for us to remember, that God gives us opportunities, no matter what age we are, to respond to other people with love and with joy as well. Now, does that mean that anything bad will ever happen to us? No, definitely not. But even when we're sad, and we saw some people who were sad in the story of Esther for a wee while this morning, you can still have joy in your heart because God is in control when we trust him. And that's important as well. Now, I'm going to do a little test with us this morning, okay? I'm going to do a little test. Right. It's a hearing test, okay? So, I hope we all cleaned your ears out this morning, boys and girls, before we came. Right. If you were in trouble, you would shout help, wouldn't you? Right, we'll give that a go after. So we want to shout help. One, two, three.
Help.
One, two, three.
Help.
We would shout really loud if we were in trouble. We would shout, help, help. That was very good, by the way. So we can all hear that. Now, we're going to whisper the word help, okay? After three. One, two, three. Help. That was very good. That was very, I'm very impressed with that. Yes. Now you were still able to hear that, weren't you? Because you heard everybody saying the word help the other. It was just nice and soft. It was just nice and soft. Okay. Now, I want us all to do something else. After three, I want us to think the word help. I want us to think the word help and say it in our heads, okay? After three, one, two, three. There we go. Now, everyone was quiet there, weren't they? Everyone was nice and silent because we were thinking the word help. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit now about God's hearing, okay? Now, do you think he heard us when we shouted? Do you think God heard us?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you think he heard us when we whispered?
Yeah.
And do you think he heard us when we thought it?
Yes.
Yes, of course he did. Of course he did. Because none of those were easier or harder for God to hear. They were all the same because God has better hearing than we do. He heard us yell for help, he heard us whisper it, and he heard us think it. And all three times, God could hear us, just as if we had spoken right into his ear. And God is always listening. That's why it's so important for us as our memory verse is to come to him in prayer every day. And we know from our Bible story this morning from Esther as well, that God really cares for his people and wants to meet with his people and wants to really connect with them as well, because God is there in the everyday normal situations, boys and girls. No matter what is going on in our lives, God is there. He really cares about the normal everyday situations. And you know what? Esther, for me, I was reading this story and reminding myself of it this week. It's a brilliant story of God really being there in very normal circumstances. Esther was a very normal girl, okay, plucked from obscurity to be the queen, okay, and then she quickly rose to the top to become this queen, using her beauty and her intelligence, the brains that God had given her, to foil this plot to eliminate all the Jews, to do away with them. And so God was really blessing Esther in this situation. And also, we see that God put her uncle Mordecai in place. And God really, and sometimes in our life, just put the right people around us at the right time to help us and to really encourage us and say the right thing to us. And as Melanie told us as well, Esther was a queen, okay, but she didn't have power or privilege. She had to really seek permission to come into the king's presence. It wasn't the done thing where you could just show up to the king and say, can I have a moment of your time? Because she could have faced the chop if that had happened, and that would not have been good for her or for this plot to try and save all the Jews. So she risked her life by even approaching the king. She really risked her life, but she knew it was for the good of her people. And she really showed the king respect. And she really used her brains and her charm to really get round the king and say, look, can I have this dinner party and can we have a wee chat? So really God was using, Esther was using what the talents that God had given her. And that's really important for us, whether we are 5 years old, 55 or 105, that we use the gifts that God has given us for his glory as well. And it's great, that famous verse in Esther, when Mordecai says, who knows but that you have come to a royal position for such a time as this? He is indicating there that it's not just a coincidence, because there are no coincidences with God. It's not a coincidence that these events are happening at the time when she is the queen. It's not just all happening by chance. There's a reason all this is happening. And Esther was really brave. Now, who here has ever had to go to the doctor, get one of those awful injections? Anyone ever had to do that? Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? And that's a time when I had to be brave recently. I had to get an injection and I really didn't like it. And I don't like needles. I don't think any boys and girls like needles in here, do they? No, you have to turn away and hopefully the doctor will give you a lollipop after it. I didn't get a lollipop, though, unfortunately. But sometimes you have to be really brave, whether it's in school or going to the doctors or in lots of other circumstances. We have to be really, really brave. And Esther was such a brave girl, a really brave queen. And she, despite all the odds, she says, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go before the king and seek permission, okay? And she knew that she could have died. And she accepted that challenge, even though she knew it might have cost her life. And that is a really, really brave thing to do, to walk into a room or walk into someone's presence, maybe thinking, this is me, I'm for the chop. That's a really, really brave thing to do. And you know, it shows us, boys and girls, mums and dads, grannies and grandads, that God is interested in human affairs. He's interested in his people as well. The unfailing love he has for his people runs throughout this story. And when Esther had said, you know what, I'm going to do this, so if I die, I die. She wasn't saying, you know, no, I'm going to run away and, you know, I'm just going to run away to another land and do what you like. She was saying, you know what, if I die, I die, but I'm still going to stand up for my people and do my very, very best for them. So she was ready to die. And that is so, so, so brave. I'm not sure I would be wanting to do that myself. I'm not so brave all of the time. And you know what the other thing she did as well? She said to Mordecai, Mordecai, I want you to go and tell all of the people that I need their help. And way back in the Old Testament, the way people helped each other, okay, as a people, they fasted, okay, and that means they didn't eat food for a certain amount of time. And when they were fasting, they would usually pray as well. So they didn't eat food, and during that time, maybe when they were hungry, that's supposed to help us focus on God, because we are relying on God's power to see us through this time when we don't eat food. So way back then, people would have fasted from food, they didn't eat food, and they would have prayed. So really, that was a wonderful example of fellowship, of people coming together for a cause that would unite them. And that's why I love coming to see churches on a Sunday morning, if I get invited to speak, because I love to see lots of different faces and the fact that people come together as one body, as one church, to worship God and support each other in fellowship and learn from each other as well. And we're all here today. We're learning our memory verse. We're learning about the story of Esther. We're singing praise to God in song. And it's great that we can come together on a Sunday morning and do that. And Esther, when she was asking the people's help, she was acknowledging that if we are following God, it's not just about me and my own, is it? If I was trying to learn about God by myself, my goodness me, I would be a sorry Christian. I would be in a sorry, sorry state. We need help. We need help from Sunday school, from Bible studies, from family services like this, from lots of different places. We are a fellowship of believers, and we rely on support from other people as well. And that's why Esther asked Mordecai to get the people together to fast and to probably pray too, that this situation would be remedied and that God would really intervene. So, in conclusion, boys and girls, mums and dads, grannies and grandads, and everybody else here this morning, we can see this morning, even as we learned our memory verse, prayer is so important, and God is interested in our shopping list. Whether our shopping list sometimes is all about us, and it shouldn't be all about us, sometimes it is. When I come, I say, God, I want this, this, and this, please. These things are problems. Can you please sort these out? And then I realize, hold on, I haven't even said thank you to God. I haven't even said thank you to God and asked Him to forgive my sin for the wrong thing I've done on that day, or prayed for other people. But God is still wanting to engage with us. Even when we get it wrong, He wants to engage with us. But God is revealed in this story as someone who chooses people, who loves His people, who is faithful to His people, and will listen to their requests and their prayers, and also be maneuvering situations, moving people, putting the right people in the right place at the right time for His glory and for His purposes. And you know what? He works all things together for His good. And that's a great phrase to remember as well. He works all things together for His good. And if we are believing in God and trusting in Him as our friend, as our Savior through Jesus Christ, then God will be working all things together for the good of His people who love Him and trust Him. And we can do that through our memory verse, as we said, by prayer and petition. And we can learn from the Bible too. Stories like Esther, who was brave, who really stood up for her faith, and even in the circumstance of maybe getting killed, she was trusting in God. So let's trust in God this morning, and let's remember to pray and bring everything before Him as well. Let's pray together. Father God, I thank You for this time together this morning. God, help us as we leave this place to remember our memory verse this morning, that we should come before You in prayer and in thanksgiving. And Lord, help to trust You in the same way that Esther trusted You. And Lord, help us to remember that You do work all things together for our good when we trust in You. Just in that story of Esther, You were maneuvering situations and people, and attitudes, Lord, as well. And God, help us to remember that today and this week. Amen.